London, South, a tower block, 100 lives under one flat roof. You're thinking urban decay, dampness, despair. But no, they've done it up really nice. Of course, some people are never happy. Flat 76.
See, I love talking to myself. It's very, that's it, really. You don't have to finish your sentences off. I can leave long gaps while I think of something to say. I'll be halfway through an argument with myself and think, I'm a bit peckish, finish it off later. There's no pressure. But when you talk to someone else, they expect quick, snappy answers. You can't break off in the middle of a conversation, rearrange your cereal boxes, come back and say, no, it was Ted Bundy. It's one of the luxuries of living on your own, like cooking naked or drawing on the carpet. It's the same with the washing up. I know that if I didn't do the washing up, it would never get done. That makes me feel quite important. Hello?
Greetings.
No, thanks.
Hello, I have something for you.
What?
A prize. You won a prize.
What is it?
If you just let me come in, I will tell you.
No, show it to me on the video screen.
I do not have it with me.
Is it big?
It is bigger than you can ever believe, my friend.
Well, what is it?
The prize you have won is everlasting life with Jesus Christ in heaven with the angels.
Oh, I knew it was that mob. They're always trying to get in the flats. If they believe in God, that's fine. But there's no need to go on and on and on about it, is there? I mean, I really like pitch and putt, but I don't go knocking on people's doors going, come and play, it's brilliant. It'll change your life. All I can say is thank God for video entry phones, because you can see them, but they can't see you. It's the last buffer between you and the losers. If you keep them out, you've got a chance. But if you let them in, they'll drag you down into a pitiful lake of despair and hopelessness. I didn't make that up. It's in the brochure.
The Alienate 9000 keeps out most types of scum. It protects you from thieves, loonies and so-called friends. The Alienate 9000 allows you to hide in the comfort of your own home.
No, don't get me wrong. I like people. It's just they don't agree with me. I'm the same as spring onions, you know. I love them, but they upset my stomach. So I don't have people or spring onions in the flat. And people say, that must be awful, you know, living like that. But it's not too bad. Fair enough. I did buy the kettle a birthday card. And my salad's lack crunch. What's the alternative? Having to share with someone and put up with their incessant living in my flat.
Flat 52. Oh, hello. Hello. David. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah, I think I've still got it. Hang on, wait there, I'll check. Yeah? Yeah, the outboard's still working. Yeah, pick it up anytime. No, she won't be here. She moved out.
Oh, there are a few drawbacks to living on your own. I mean, if you haven't got a flatmate, you can't rifle through their stuff while they're out. Or not give them important messages like,
Hello, Steve. Just rang to say, don't come up to Sheffield this weekend. I've got to work in Wales. Hope you get this message.
I felt a bit bad about that one. Even though he had it coming. Using my honey.
Flat 91.
Oh, hello, operator. I wonder if you can help me. I've got half a number. I can't remember the rest of it.
Well, unless you know the number, sir.
sir, we can't help.
No, but you might recognise it. You must hear millions of numbers.
I'll go on then.
Right, the number is 08 9 1 24 diddly diddly. Oh, 8 9 1 24 diddly diddly.
Oh, yeah. The number you require is 08 9 1 24 23 20.
The trouble with getting to know people is you don't really get to know them till it's too late. One minute you said hello, next minute they're fiddling with the brightness on your telly. I tried those chat lines for a while. They seem the perfect solution. You make a friend, but as soon as they get on your nerves, put the phone down. But I had a really bad experience. I got chatting to this girl and we got on great, and then we met up and went out together for a few months, but it all went wrong because she wanted a window open at night. Put me off those chat lines. Don't they ever give up?
Hello, Sean. Are you in?
Oh, Stuart. What do you want?
Shall I just go away?
No, come in. Oh, not Stuart. Last time he came round just to tell me he had mumps. Could have just phoned, couldn't he? I mean, I have to let him in, though. He's helped me out financially in the past without realising it. All right, Stuart. How are the mumps?
They left. I woke up one morning, they were gone.
Typical.
Yeah. Did you see Can't Cook, Won't Cook this morning?
No.
Oh, that wasn't very good.
You still working at the Fun and Splash Centre?
No. I put the wrong chemicals in the toddler's pool.
Oh.
No one got hurt. Well, they sacked me and, now I can't afford my rent.
Oh, no.
I might have to move out of my flat.
Oh, please, God, no.
I know you've got a spare room. And I remember you said if ever I needed a favour...
No!
I thought you might let me move in for a while. Is that all right?
Oh, sorry, Stuart. I can't believe it. Talk about bad timing.
Oh, I see. Never mind.
See, yesterday, right?
It's all right, mate. I know you'd help if you could.
Oh. I've been looking for a flat, mate.
Don't worry about it. That's life. Well, I'd better be off. Got to find somewhere before dark.
Good luck, mate.
Oh. I bought you this lava lamp as a moving-in present.
No, I couldn't take that.
Well, you might as well have it. I haven't got anywhere to put it.
Wish I could go back in time, you know. I know. I could try and phone the British consulate in Sri Lanka, get them to send a message to my new flatmate's village, tell them not to sell their crops to pay for his airfare, to come to England to study medicine.
Oh... Don't worry.
So that he can one day go back and help find a cure?
I'll find somewhere.
For the tombola fly? You know, the one that bites you and you don't know what you're going to get?
Oh, right.
It can give you a nasty itch, or baldness, a lisp.
Well, I'd better be off.
Yeah, it's a complete lottery. I think I got away with that. I feel a bit guilty turning him down like that, but I can't have anyone moving in. I'd have to buy another plate, another knife, spoon, fork, another mug, placemat, coaster, chair.
Flat 30.
So, what do you mean about this genetically modified food then?
Well, I don't know anything about it, right? But what they've done. Is try to make a tomato that is better by getting a fish to have sex with it in a laboratory.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's quite incredible when you think about it. But I don't. All I say is stop genetic engineering now because it's making the news too hard.
wine glass, whisk, poof.
It cost me a fortune. That was nice of Stuart to buy me this lamp. I've always wanted one of these blob lamps, so I can just watch the blobs going up and down. Oh, typical, no plug.
Hello?
Hello, Sean, it's Stuart's mum here.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Una Paloma Blanca.
You've seen Stuart? I'm a bit worried about him.
He just left.
Right, I'll be round in a minute.
What for?
To look into your eyes.
Oh. Oh, not her. I better hide the booze. And the butter.
So, where is Tibbet, anyway?
I don't know. It's near the sea, a bit like Kent, but where it is.
So, what's the big problem?
I haven't read a paper in weeks, but that doesn't stop me knowing that the Serbs think it belongs to them.
And does it?
Well, this is a complete shot in the dark, but no, it doesn't. If you want my worthless opinion, it's Arabic.
Is it?
No, and that is a problem.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Yu.
Hello, Sean. Great to see you again. Come here. Oh!
Too tight. I've got asthma.
You teenagers, you're so uptight.
I'm 36, Mrs. Yu.
Legal.
Have you got something in your hair?
Stardust.
No, it looks like a ring pull.
Oh, those bloody things. Get everywhere.
So can I get you anything?
What time is it?
11:30.
White wine.
I've only got tea, coffee, squash.
What's in a straw donkey?
Well, it's horrible. It's some liqueur I bought in Greece.
Mmm, I love Greek liqueurs. Oh, wow, what a place. This view is amazing. We could have such a wild party here. Are you going to put some music on? Or make love to me?
No.
Oh, come on, just once.
No, you're Stuart's mum.
No, I'm not. I'm a woman. Forget about Stuart.
Can't. You look like him.
Well, don't be so uptight. We'll just have some fun and then just forget all about it. Come on. What's the matter?
I'm scared. I've got a really good memory.
No, Mrs. Yu. I mean it.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I thought you were looking for Stuart.
Oh, Stuart, my little baby. He wanted to stay with me. But I got these acrobats staying from Cuba, amazing bodies. But can you believe it? They're all gay. Have you got any grass?
No.
Oh, bummer.
You were saying about Stuart.
Oh, my baby. When he left, I felt guilty.
Look, Stuart came round and he needed a place to stay, but I couldn't help him. No, I've already got someone moving in. Just bad timing. It's a shame, really.
Oh, you liar. You haven't got anyone moving in.
I have.
No, you're lying. You just don't want to live with Stuart.
I do. He's great fun.
OK, this person that's moving in, is it a man or a woman?
Well, I don't know. I only spoke to him on the phone. While I was running a bath, during a war film.
You seem tense.
Flat 84.
Cold. Cold. Warmer. Warmer. Warm. No. Cold. Cold. Cold.
Hello, is that the flat share agency? I need someone to move into my flat for a couple of days. Well, what's the minimum? 6 months. OK, but I need someone today. I don't mind, really, as long as they're quiet. Someone in shock could be nice. Cuban acrobats? No. I'm sure they're desperate.
Hello, I've come to read your meter.
All right, I don't know where it is, mate.
I think you'll find this in the cupboard.
I don't use it, I've got a lot of gas, you know, I use the microwave mainly.
Can I tell you something? Gas is a wonderful thing. It's a gift from the Almighty Saviour.
That's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
The Lord Almighty is a provider of bounteous treasures. He gives us many things. Coal, gas, tin. We must praise him for this. Would you like to join me in a prayer for all the gas and natural resources he's given us?
Look, are you really from the gas board?
Yes, I'm fully qualified Corgi engineer, but I am a Christian. And to me, God is very much like the gas board. And I can connect you to both.
I'll stick with the gas, thanks very much.
But man needs more than the gas.
I know, I've ordered a toaster in case the grill packs up.
I'm talking of here, inside.
I don't want to be rude, mate, but could you just go away and leave me alone?
I can't believe you're speaking to me like this. I'm offering to be your friend, your spiritual companion.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it quite like that, you know.
You've caused me dismay and dejection.
No.
Warm air. Hot, yes, hot, hot air. You're boiling. Yes. Right. Let's see how you get on, shall we? Fly, my little bee, fly, 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 fly. Cool.
So, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living?
I'm an actress.
Ooh. How did you get into that then?
I don't know really, I just sort of fell into it.
Yeah. When you were a kid, were you really good at pretending?
Yeah, I suppose so.
You working?
Yeah, yep. I'm in the West End at the moment. I'm in a musical.
Which one?
Cats.
That's funny. That's funny because I'm allergic to cats. Not the musical, I mean real cats. Because you're not a real cat, you just dress up as a cat. Mind you, if you want, I could put a flap in the front door, help me get into character, yeah?
Could I see the room, please?
Yeah, yes. It's got everything you need. There's a floor and the walls and that.
Well, it's very small.
Yeah, but once you're curled up on a cushion with a ball of wool, you'll be very happy.
Look, I am not a cat.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm just surprised they use real actresses in those cat costumes. Because they could just dress up ordinary members of the public, you know? No one would know.
Yes, they would.
Sorry, I didn't realise.
I mean, just because it's Andrew Lloyd Webber, everyone thinks it's crap. I mean, I know it's not Shakespeare.
But he might have written it if he'd lived longer. You know, he was in his prime when he died. I'm sure later in life, when he was senile and incontinent, he could have easily written Cats.
Oh, piss off.
No, don't go. I didn't mean to offend you. I just need someone to move in, and you're the first person who's been suitable. Sit down, have a cup of tea, see if you like the place, you know, just...
No more cat jokes.
Promise. Milk? Tea? Do you ever get annoyed at those PG Tips chimps? They're not real actors, like you, they're just chimps.
For God's sake.
It's a stupid advert, anyway, because... Hello? This is the bathroom. That'll be your room. Down the end there is my bedroom. Go in there, I'll break your legs. This is the kitchen. Stay out whilst I'm cooking. Washing up must be done immediately, or you'll incur a small fine. If I ever catch you with lychees, I'll kick 7 bells out of you. That's it, really. Do you want the room?
Yes, shut up.
You don't really say much, do you? Well, it's 75 a week in advance. All we need to do now is the medical. So, if you strip off and just lie down over there... No, I'm sorry, this isn't going to work. I can't share a flat with you. You're too submissive. I'm scared of what I might do. What? No, get out!
Flat 17.
Did you hear that?
What?
That voice.
What voice?
The deep voice. It said, your destiny lies in the north. You are the chosen one.
No.
Oh.
Hello, I have a parcel for you.
You really don't give up, do you?
You're very rude.
I have a parcel for you.
But you work for the gas board.
I also work for DHL. I bring you a special delivery from America, from Lonely Guy Incorporated.
Oh, brilliant, the single-sliced toaster.
Why do you have a toaster with one slice?
Well, it's so people don't stick around in the morning, you know. Brick's got an immobiliser to frustrate the most persistent of guests.
I feel sorry for you. You are such a very lonely fellow.
Why are you so concerned about me?
I saw you in Woolworths last Christmas, trying to buy one cracker. And I thought to myself, I must help this man.
Well, I'm sorry, but you take my advice, give up. I mean, I don't believe in God.
No, you will believe. I must go now. I have a pizza to deliver.
Well, who else do you work for?
Domino, Rent-A-Kill, Meals on Wheels, I'm Summers, anything to spread the word of the Saviour.
Hello?
Hello, Sean. I found Stuart and we just want to come up and collect his blob lamp and meet your new flatmate.
Well, don't use the lift. Right, 7 flights of stairs, 30 seconds of flight, walk along corridor, 15 seconds. Climb over discarded sofa, 10 seconds. Recoil from smelling flat, 72, 9 seconds. Knock on door, 3 seconds, that's 4 minutes, 5 seconds. Minus time spent working this out. 3 minutes, 52 seconds. Flatmate in 3 minutes, which is tricky.
Dennis, can you think of any reason why I should want to kill you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, doesn't matter.
43 seconds left. I'll use the Alienate 9000, the most powerful entry phone in the world.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone in the room? Get up to flat 76 in the next 30 seconds. If you want to live in a nice flat, get to flat 76 in 20 seconds. No time wasters, please. 15 seconds. Would suit. Professional smoker with no sense of humour. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. No dogs, please. Last call for flat 76. Anybody?
Stuart, great to see you. Where'd you get to?
Trafalgar Square, he was covered in pigeons.
They love me.
Has your so-called flatmate arrived?
No, he didn't turn up. Typical Sri Lankan. What are they like?
Well, you don't have to worry about Stuart moving in. He's going to come live with me. I'm going to look after my little baby.
Come on. I was kind of looking forward to Stuart moving in a weird...
No, you weren't. You don't want to live with Stuart because you think you're better than him. Well, you're not. Stuart is warm, loving and kind. Excuse me. I'm glad you wouldn't have sexual intercourse with me.
Oh, Mom.
I'd rather shrivel up than have your cold hands inching their way across my bosom. Oh. What's wrong? I'm a woman. I have feelings.
Honestly, I'd like you to move in, Stuart. We could be like mates, but not too much.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't let you tempt him with your icy poison. You stay up here crouching on your lonely perch like a smug hermit. In fact, why don't you brick yourself in? Then you'd be happy. You make me sick.
She forgot the blob lamp.
Dennis, we're off to Scotland.
Why?
Because Martin Bell's there.
So?
In his white suit. I have to be near him.
Well, look, you just ask these voices of yours. While we're up in Scotland, who's going to cover me at work, eh? Dave's off sick, Kamal's on a training course, and Pauline's only temporary, can't leave her in charge of the depot. Bloody voices, they come in your head and that's it. Chest, sir, no, sir, free bags full, sir. What about old Muggins here? 30 years of...
So, I'm here on my own again. Just how I like it. Shame, really. I'm starting to get the idea of having a flatmate. Maybe I'll get a dog. No, I've only got one bowl.
Hello. I come about the room. I heard your message on the entry phone. Couldn't believe me, look. I just arrived in London. It's massive. Nothing like Lincoln. I didn't bring any slippers. Shall I take my shoes off?
No. No, come in.
This is great. Sofa, television. My uncle came down to London in the 50s, but he got touched up, never went back. You don't do anything like...
No.
I'm Errol, what's your name?
Sean, how come you were standing outside the flats?
Well, it was weird. I've been looking for somewhere all day. I stopped outside the block and got chatting to this Nigerian guy. Told him how I needed a flat and he said, have faith and pray to God. When you started shouting through the intercom, he couldn't believe it. He thought it was a miracle. He rang off singing, praise the Lord, he has come. You all right?
Yeah.
You've gone very pale.
No, I'm fine.
Ice skating's on in a minute. I'll put the kettle on.
God, I'm sorry, Dennis. I didn't mean to hurt you.
That's all right. Forget about it.
No, listen, we need to talk. I think I'm going mad.
You've always been mad.
No, I mean really mad.
I love you. You're bonkers.
No, this is different. I'm losing my grip.
That's why I married you, you great big loony.
I can't cope anymore.
You can't cope? What about me? I've got to live with you.
No, it's like I'm talking and talking. I can hear the words in my head, but they don't make a sound.
Tell me about it.
You can't hear me, can you?
I wish.
Doesn't matter what I say.
Come on, give us a kiss.
You're a robot.
Exterminate. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, God!
Wow, triple Solco. With a twist.
I'll buy another mug tomorrow.
Nah, I'm happy drinking out of a pan. Telly's a bit dark.
That's how I like it.
Flat 91.
Oh,
look at this song now.
It's a bit cold, eh?
Deception. Blimey, it's crotchless.
I'll get this last body and all.
Oh, no, I don't like that one.
How much is this?
£14.99.
Sean Locke's 15 Stories High stars Sean Locke with Felix Dexter, Jenny Eclair, Tim Mitchell, Tracy Ann Oberman and Peter Serafinowicz. It was written by Sean Locke and Martin Trenerman, and the script editor was Robert Fraser Steele. The producer is Chris Neal.